Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
On the 10th of October, that's well over a month ago, the budget for 2024 was announced by government and many people welcomed much of that budget. But we do know now there were concerns raised by the HSE, amongst others, about funding and supports. Well, for the hospitality sector too, they've been raising concerns. And these businesses now are facing into the winter months with increasing prices and staff shortages. And Evelyn O'Rourke has been taking the temperature of restaurant and pub owners. And Evelyn is here now. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning, Claire.
So the hospitality industry, a key part of the Irish jobs market. And what have you been hearing from them?
Yeah, I mean, when you consider, you know, the figures involved here, I mean, this sector employs some 260,000 workers at least. So, of course, it's so interesting to hear how they're getting on, because we know that, you know, last winter, we heard it on the show here day after day, cafes and restaurants in particular talking about these bills that they were getting, and that shortage of staffing was another factor as well. And speaking to them now, they've all highlighted kind of similar concerns, really, Claire, such as the VAT rate, and we know a lot has gone into this, but that reverting back to the 13.5% from 9% rate that came into effect in November 2020, that of course in response to the pandemic challenges amongst others, but they do keep mentioning this. So we're going to start this morning with Sean Collender. Now Sean is the owner of the very popular Kinara restaurants. They are in three locations across Dublin, and he told me after 23 years, you know, where he is now with the business and how he's had to cut back a little bit from his opening days, from 7 days to 5 days, to help manage that business.
We employ 85 people, of which there's probably 25 part-time. So a lot of our staff are full-time employed on a five-day week. Pre-COVID, we would have employed a little bit more, but we were a seven-day operation then. We're in operation 23 years. So in 2008, the recession then, 2010, when we opened one of our restaurants, we were still in recession. But the difference is this time, we weren't faced with the cost base crisis that currently facing restaurants. This is restaurants across the whole of Ireland. If you go down the country, they're faced with a bigger problem because their tourist numbers are down. And once the tourists disappear at the end of September, they don't have anything. So they're looking at 3 day weeks down there, or possibly shutting for longer periods.
Well, look, let's talk about that. So, I mean, obviously a month later, budget wise, you now know the reality of what's ahead for the year. Just talk us through your reaction.
I suppose in the budget, the whole industry, to be perfectly honest, is finding it extremely difficult to, I guess, deal with every single attack on our operational side.
And this also, you used that word to me. You said you feel attacked on both sides. Explain what that means to you in your working life.
Yeah, well, I guess this all stems back to the end of 2019, and as we then came into the pandemic. From a financial point of view, the government at that point had no choice but to come in and save us all. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here at all, only for that. And we have already thanked the government for that. The problem we're in now is that since the end of the pandemic, we have, from every angle, been under pressure with costs. All our energy costs have increased dramatically. At one point last year, I think restaurants were facing a 300% increase in energy bills. The one change we did make operationally to our three restaurants was to go from a 7 to a 5 day operation.
That was purely to try and manage the operation better.
Yes, exactly. And to deal with the change in demand for dining out as well, which is definitely in place. Our turnover is up, but we are faced with costs from every angle that is very hard to actually figure out how to deal with. And I think every restaurant in Ireland is unfortunately faced with these same problems right now.
So that's a view from the restaurant side. What about the pubs?
Yeah, similar issues too here, Claire. And to hear more about this, I visited Declan Kennedy from Brady's Pub, that very well-known spot there, the Clockhouse on the main street in Maynooth. He's also the Vintners Federation representative for Kildare. And Declan started by describing his business to me.
A public bar in the front. I have a lounge here, the Clockhouse, a lounge with food, and we have a disco bar upstairs. We use more as a function room on the weekends, but during the week it would cater for the students in the town. People's money tight at the moment. You can see some pubs are already beginning to close the doors halfway through the week. Even in this town in Maynooth, a lot of the premises are doing that.
That's new.
Big time new. I've noticed that the people coming out midweek for their couple of pints in the evening time or at night are definitely becoming a thing of the past. People, when they come out, they're out for the day.
It has to be an event to get them out. Okay.
Yes. Partly response to COVID, but it's also partly response to lack of staffing coming into the business. Even though lately there has been an upturn in some staffing coming back.
So the kind of discretionary spend, you're saying you're seeing a dip in that?
Absolutely. People going for a walk, meeting someone and coming in for a drink. Not even a pint, just even a cup, but that's sort of stopped.
What are the changes that you've seen then in terms of the budget, the impact it's having on you?
Putting up the minimum rate. if you want to keep your staff, that is going to be a problem going forward. I will have to increase right across the board.
Then people will say to you that the hospitality sector really pushed their luck when the VAT rate went down. What's your view on that?
I wouldn't say it was abused by owners. A lot of them were up to their necks in debt. When they were closed, your income wasn't coming in, but the banks were still owed money. There were still bills going out. Yes, the government did help us, and in fairness, a lot of us wouldn't be here if they hadn't. You're survived by your customers. No one at the end of the day wants to screw over a customer, because that is really short-term income. Most people had no choices, especially when we reopened. You could not get staff. They had got used to not being working at night on the weekends. And you were giving pay rises as well. People were closing bang on 11 so that they could keep their bar staff. 11 o'clock, goodbye, thank you.
Now, the government might say that they supported this sector with a variety of initiatives during COVID, and now it's back to business.
Yeah, and look, they all welcomed those, and they said things like the initiatives such as the employment wage subsidy scheme was all very welcome. But that lower rate, VAT rate conversation kept coming up again and again. The government saying they'd made a decision to reinstate it because the economic assessment said there was no case for further extension. But everybody I spoke to wants it back. And here Adrian Cummins tells me more about the level of closures in his industry.
We're very upset around the budget. Deeply upset is how I would describe it. We've seen an increase in the number of liquidations of food-led businesses. In 3 months alone, we've seen 160 businesses liquidated. That's an increase of about 30% year on year. And we haven't even got to the beginning of 2024 when you have a minimum wage increase. It's because it's not about the number of and the minimum wage of 1270. It's what every other employee is going to be looking for, which is at the moment is about 12.3% of an increase. And that's going to have a huge effect. Also, we have energy costs. We've got food inflation in terms of our raw material. And I think the business owners at the moment will get more exercised in the new year in terms of their voice. We're all on the one page now in terms of food-led businesses. The cost of delivery of food is labour-intensive. It is a high-cost item to do. And I think we need to readdress how do we support that in the future. You know, this minimum wage increase is one of the big issues everybody's talking about in the business community. You know, the sick leave pay, the increase in that, the pension auto enrolment coming down the tracks. But I will say this, we're very thankful to the government in terms of what they did for us over the pandemic. There are thousands of businesses that wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for that support. But you just can't turn off the tap immediately and say, you're fine, everything is fine. I think we have to be more progressive in terms of supporting all micro businesses. We've had 140 businesses liquidated. That would equate to nearly 4,000 jobs. You would have an emergency task force put in place if 4,000 jobs was suddenly gone in an FDI company. There is casualties, there will be a lot more coming down the tracks, and that's why we're very conscious that the government needs to sit down with us to have a bespoke support package in 2024 for hospitality. Are you going to see small SMEs, predominantly food-led businesses, closing? Jobs will be gone. Small high street businesses that have put their heart and soul into their business will be wiped out.
And we're heading into the Christmas season, Evelyn. This is a really important time for them. So how are they facing into the prospect of the season? What do they think it's going to be like?
Yeah, mixed feelings. They're saying more people ask about finger food menus, for example, rather than the usual full meal for the office party. And they all mentioned that Bord Beer report recently talking about pressures in the sector too. So here's Sean Collender and Declan Kennedy finally outline their ongoing concerns.
A recent survey from Bord Beer has stressed that, you know, 86% of people find eating out regularly too expensive now. There are reports from the CSO stating that there's a decline in international tourist numbers since 2019. There are dramatic changes to a low-margin business, and that is essentially the problem that we are in. So then you couple that with the increase in minimum wage, which I understand the cost of living has increased for everyone, but the reality is we're trying to keep people employed here. So for the restaurants out there at large, how they take on all these costs, you add in the changes to sick pay, you add in the changes to pension auto enrolment. But when you go back to the fact that customers are telling you that they don't want to eat out regularly because it's too expensive, you have a problem. Where is the customer going to come from then? If they already think prices are too high and restaurateurs are going, well, we actually need to increase. Now, I'm not saying they're right or wrong, but the solution is unknown at present. And this is where individual restaurants will have to figure out their own sale price. These are significant changes for an industry that has traditionally operated a much different cost base.
Basically, they're not looking for dinners, they're looking for finger food.
What they used to ring and work out their Christmas menu with you.
That's right. things are just tight. Companies are trimming back as well. Only today I was looking at a party. This year they have trimmed it back by about 20%.
So they watch, just want bits of finger food.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Where they would get maybe 8 platters, they're now doing 6. And that's the difference. It's across the board for everybody. I suppose everyone's budget is tight. So therefore that's reflected in the spend in public houses and in restaurants.
All right. Don't expect more than a cocktail sausage at the party this year. That's Declan Kennedy there. Evelyn, thank you very much. Coming up next, David Coleman.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.